tech you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Let's be very clear about this. This is insensitive and it's offensive. On 9/11, radical terrorists attacked us. New York City lost thousands of people.
That's Max Rose, the Democrat from Staten Island, who can't decide if he really is a Democrat or maybe closetly wants to be a Republican on some level. It's hard to figure him out because he aligns with a party that he has to end up saying no to a lot. And you just think you just join the other side, Max. I mean, if you care about it, and there's a lot of good people on Staten Island that would vote for you if you're a Republican. At least you're being critical. He's talking about Ilhan Omar, who just cannot for the life of her stay out of trouble. For instance, yesterday she tweeted this: "The Muslim ban is a moral stain on our country's history. Proud to have joined my colleagues in introducing the hashtag No Ban Act yesterday to put an end to this discriminatory ban." I hate to do this. I have to do it. I have to do it over and over and over again. I have to remind this selected leader of the truth that it was not a Muslim ban. There were far more countries with far larger populations of Muslims that were never banned and were never going to be banned than the ones that were put on the travel ban list that was found to be constitutional. It was found to be constitutional. The travel ban went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court found it to be constitutional. So I don't know what she's talking about, but it wasn't a Muslim ban. She just has a problem ever being capable of speaking truth. And she's still mad because the New York Post called her out on that. Some people, you know, knocked some buildings down somewhere. So here's what she tried to do for her defense today. She took to Twitter and she said, "The people and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon." You remember that statement from President George W. Bush atop the wreckage of the World Trade Towers, his arm around the FDNY and saying to the world, she goes, "Well, if he was Muslim, wouldn't this mean that he was uncaring about the situation?" And no, ma'am, that's not what it means, Ilhan Omar. You dense as a box of bricks person. I don't get you. What President Bush was saying is that in a short matter of time, we would visit holy hell to the demonic Islamic extremists that had carried it out. We would send their satanic souls, those terrorists, to a place far separated from God. You want to talk about a hashtag? Hashtag this, lady. It happened. I'm Kevin McCullough.